حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اینڈ ابو موسیٰ اشعری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, بوتھ آف دیم ویری گڈ فرینڈ. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اینڈ ابو موسیٰ اشعری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, دے ور بوتھ آف دیم ویری گڈ فرینڈ, ویری کلوز. سو آفٹر عشاء صلاہ ابو موسیٰ اشعری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ آسک کوشچن ٹو حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اباؤٹ سم ڈیپ. Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ reply him. Then Abu Musa asked a second question. He reply him. They ask him questions, answer, questions, answer. Until Fajr Azan began. Can you believe? Until Fajr Azan. Abu Musa Ash'ari رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, today I miss my tahajjud. What is it? Today I miss my tahajjud. What Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said to Musa Sharif? I got yakin in Allah, you will get tahajjud reward also. Because we were talking about deen. You understand? Talking about deen. So if you learn one mas'ala, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, you will get reward of 1,000 nafal rakats. I remember in South Africa, Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib Abbas Umar, we were very close to, because I was teaching also in Spingo Beach, Darul Uloom. So we were very close with Hazrat. So Hazrat was the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana, our Sheikh Shah, Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib. So I was sitting also, and many ulamas were sitting in Hazrat's gathering, and Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib, he came little bit late because he had to do imamat and then travel from there to another place. So while Hazrat our Sheikh's bayan started, he came and he sat down after Maghrib. Our Sheikh asked him, Maulana Harun, did you read two rakat nafal after two sunnats of Maghrib? He said, no. Why? Farmaya Hazrat, aapka bayan main sununga to mujhe do rakat se zyada sawab milega. If I will listen the masla, masail and fazail in your gathering, I will get more reward than two rakat nafal namaz. Our Shaykh told him in front of the many ulamas, ke tu sabse bara mufti hai. Tu sabse bara mufti hai. Malum hota hai, deen ka ek masla seekh le. If you learn one Quranic ayat, you get 100 nafal rakats reward. But if you learn one masla, you will get the reward of 1,000 nafal rakats. So you're sitting here, you're sitting in ibadat. You're sitting here in ibadat. Understand? Baat kuch samajh mein aati hai ke nahi aati hai? So remember, it's a lots of reward. You're not going to learn one masla, you will learn many masails. Many fazails. So, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasul al-kareem. We were talking yesterday, miswak. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, miswak mein 10 khubi hai. There is a 10 great benefits. There are many, but he counted 10, which is narrated in Kanzul Ummal, page number 320. Number one, through miswak, you will clean your mouth. Understand? Number two, you will get the pleasure of Allah. What you will get? Pleasure of Khuda ki khushnudi milegi. Number three, Shaitan naraz ho jayega. Shaitan will get angry. Shaitan don't like you do miswak. Shaitan don't like you do miswak. Remember. Number four, angel will love you if you do miswak. Farishto ki muhabbat. Angel love you. Number five, your gum will become more strong with miswak. Number six will remove the balgam from the chest. Number eight will remove the gas from the chest and stomach. Number eight, your eyesight will become strong. Eyesight will become strong. And he mentioned one more. It's sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And further he mentioned, your namaz reward will become 70 times more than normal reward. 70 times. And mention in Kanzul Ummal, you will feel hungry also. Understand? This is mentioned in the Hadith book. It's not from BBC, okay? It's not from CNN. It's rewired, narrated by Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. Ahiyal Ulum, sorry, Shari Ahiya, Sheikh al Mashaikh Sayyid Musa al Mahasani al Damishki. He wrote a kitab is called Manzuma al-Siwak. He mentioned in his kitab, if you do keep on doing miswak, Allah will keep you ghani. Allah will open your way. Allah will grant you wealth. Number two, Allah will remove the whisper of shaitan. Shaitani waswase bahut aate hain aajkal baithe baithe. Namaz mein. Baithe baithe. Shaitani waswase. Allah will remove the whisper of shaitan after miswak. Number three, fasahat al-lisani. Kya kehte hain English mein isko? Yani, your speech will become powerful. Your speech will become powerful. Understand? Especially the elderly people, they stutter, do miswak. Allah will make it easy for them to talk. Understand? Fasahat al-lisani, better ho jayegi. Further, will digest your food. Khana hazam hoga. Khana kya hoga? No constipation. This is Sheikh Musa al-Muhassani mentioned in his kitab, Sharahiya. Number five, sperm will become strong. That's a benefit. Understand? Because there is called, let me tell you the fiqh masla. One is called wadi, one is called mazi, one is called mani. Mani, sperm. Mazi, the enjoyment. And then wadi. Wadi normally exit the sticky things when a person go for urine. After urine, some sticky drops comes out. That's called wadi. And that's not good sign. That will make your spine very weak. That meaning your sperm became waterish. And that's called, for ladies also the sickness, it's called discharge. Many times, day times. So then, when this sickness starts, called wadi, every time you go for urine and the sticky drops come out, that is a sickness that your sperm became very weak. Slowly, what will happen? Your back will pain. You can't carry a very heavy burden. Understand? Heavy weight you can't carry. So, the miswak, Allah will protect from the sickness. And, sabse acha, miswak karte raho, बुढ़ापा देर से आता है. आई हैव सीन अवर असातिज़ा एज ऑफ 85, 90, नो ग्लासेस, माशाल्लाह वॉकिंग लाइक अ नॉर्मल पीपल. माय शेख नाउ यू नो इन मेवात, ही इज अ खलीफा ऑफ हजरत मौलाना हुसैन अहमद मदनी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, हाफिज रमजान मेवाती, हाफिज मियां रमजान मेवाती, स्टिल अलाइव. हाउ ओल्ड इज ही? इज 100 इयर्स ओल्ड. ही वॉक्स 5 किलोमीटर एवरी डे. Understand? Miswak. Miswak. Sunnat of Rasulullah. It's the greatest miswak of Sunnat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why I say, Burhapa der se aata hai. If you keep on doing miswak, Burhapa, the old age will come late. And number 7, make your spine mazboot and strong. पीठ को मजबूत करता है. द 70 बेनिफिट आई टोल्ड यू अमंग्स देम, दिस नंबर 7 मेक्स योर बैक स्ट्रॉन्ग. मिस्वाक, मैं समझता हूं कि अजीब अल्लाह की नेमत है, ये किधर से आती है पता ही नहीं है. ये दांत किधर से आता है? लगता है इसका कनेक्शन पूरे बदन से है. दांत का कनेक्शन लुक लाइक इज फॉर होल बॉडी, for the brain also, for the body also. Subhanallah. He says, when you keep on doing miswak, kabar mein Allah uns paida kar dega. Kabar mein Allah will make it easy of a kabar, to stay in the kabar, abode of the kabar. Allah will make it easy. And further, kabar ko kushada karega. Make your kabar spaces. Make your kabar spaces. And increase your brain, meaning understanding. Akal zyada hogi. Understanding will become more strongest with miswak. And important, if you keep on doing miswak every time, every namaz time, wuzu time, Allah will remind you 3 times kalima at the time of our death. 3 times he's going to read kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, la ilaha illallah. 3 bar, Haji sahab. Kya kehta hu? Kalima yaad dilata hai. Zindagi guzar gayi hamari. Is sunnat par amal hi nahi kiya. Very, very nice. Very few. Kabhi suna bhi nahi hoga aapne. Ye sab kya kya hai? Budde ho gaye, kuch pata hi nahi hame to. Allahu Akbar. He says, when you keep on doing miswak, the soul will come out easily. Meaning, no heavy sakarat. No heavy sakarat. One more. Increase your hunger, as I said. Anas Malik radiallahu anhu. Miswak सर के दर्द को खत्म कर देता है. सर के दर्द को, बिलीव कीजिए, जोहर से असर तक मेरे सर में इतना दर्द था. आई थिंक आई टोल्ड मौलाना ऑल्सो, लेट मी गो स्लीप टुडे, वन आवर. आई वेन आफ्टर व्हेन आई वोक अप, मिसवाक बट हैवी एज अ छिल भी जाए बराबर से, उतर के आया सर का दर्द ही खत्म हो गया. सर का दर्द एकदम जैसे पता ही नहीं मुझे अभी. ये सर का दर्द को आराम मिल जाता है. अल्लाह अकबर. अल्लामा तहतावी हु रोद द शरा ऑफ द मराकिल, शरा मराकिल फला ऑफ रियाज ऑफ फिका किताब, ही रोद किताब. His name was Sheikh Ahmad Zahid. Tuhfatu Salak Fi Fazailus Siwak. Tuhfatu Salak Fi Fazailus Siwak. Miswak ke Fazail mein unhone likha hai. Miswak, farmate Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu aur Hazrat Ata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ka qaul nakal kiya hai. How many benefits of the miswak? Abdullah ibn Abbas. And who? Hazrat Atta was a great scholar of tafsir, always. And Imam Bukhari also mentioned his name many, many places. He says, number one, Allah razi ho jata hai. If you do miswak, you're pleasing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah pleased with you. When Allah pleased with you, your namaz will accept. Your ibadat will accept. Allah will forgive you. Number two, if you read, if you do miswak, miswak ki namaz ka sawab, the reward of the namaz which you have performed after doing miswak, 99, from 99 till 440 tak bar jata hai. The reward become multiplied from 99 to 440. I'm giving you the reference also. Allahu Akbar. He says, keep on do miswak, rozi mein barakat hogi. Allah will grant you sustenance, baraka in your sustenance, rozi. When I say wages aya, gaya. Wages aya, gaya. No baraka. Number four, maldari lata hai. Miswak karna will make you rich. Number five, you will get easily halal sustenance. You will earn or you will get easily halal rozi. Or muh ki safai, gum will become strong and defense the headache and all the veins of the head will become stronger. Sar ki ragon ke liye bahut fayda mand hai. The veins of the head, when you do miswak, will become stronger. Or nigaah tez ho jati hai, eyesight become strongest. The teeth become strong. Maida, your constipation problem sorted. If you do miswak, understand. And Allah will bring a strength in your body. Badan ko taqat milti hai. Fasahat aur balagat in your language, in your talks. Further, sister ne maine batlaya, quwwat hafiza will make your memory strong. Make your memory strong and make your understanding strong and heart. Aye. Keep your heart clean. Meaning, dil ki bimariyon se bachata hai. Save from the sickness of the heart. Sickness of the heart. Increase your rewards. Makes, you can say, please, angel be happy with you. And make you, because of the miswak, your face will become nurani, then angel greets you. Angel greets you. And they stay with you in your namaz. If you do miswak, they greet you. As I mentioned to you hadith yesterday, if you do miswak and read namaz, they put their mouth on your mouth. Angel. The namaz you have performed with after miswak. Those who does miswak, suno ye nahi suna aapne. Arsh uthane wale farishte, as I told you, today is the morning. Faghfir lil ladina tabu. Arsh uthane wale farishte, jab ye masjid ki taraf chalta hai, to uske liye istighfar ki dua karte hai. When you walk towards the masjid, after, I will explain you, inshallah, maybe if I get time today or tomorrow, that if about wuzu, reward of the wuzu. If you do wuzu at home, what is sabab? Inshallah, I'll explain you how much reward you'll get it. I will explain, inshallah, after miswak, wuzu, inshallah. So hamilin arsh, those angels who carried the throne of Allah Ta'ala, when you do miswak, when you come to masjid, on the way the angel make istighfar for you. The angel make istighfar. Oh my youngsters, you are listening. We love brush. Yes, do brush. Nobody said no. But we must do first what?
مسواک سنت اور رسول اللہ.
Those who does miswak, they will get the dua of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, dua and istighfar. And if you do miswak, shaitan will run away from you. Shaitan naraz hokar dur chala jayega.
That's why you keep miswak here. It's like my AK-47 for the shaitan. You understand? No, shaitan don't get close to you. AK-47, keep it here. I see there's so many. Our Muballiki Nazar keep here. One Sahib used to keep here. You understand? When shaitan runs like this, don't come now. You say, I've got a miswak. I'll tell you the hadith also, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, about that Sahaba were doing miswak and what happened to enemies. The air came out. You understand? The reek came out. This is that.
And zahan ko saaf karne wala hai. Strong your memories, and it's good for the head also, headache also. Digestion, remove the, is good for the digestion.
Miswak jo karta hai, Allah uski aulaad ko, Allah usko zyada aulaad bhi dete hai. Kasrate aulaad ka sabab hai. Jinki aulaad nahi hoti hai, miyan bibi dono miswak karein. Allah uske ghar mein achhe aulaad denge. Jaise maine kaha tha na, ki masjid mein hover kare, to jaldi shaadi ho jayegi. Jaise maine waqiya bayan kiya tha apni masjid ke musalli ka, ho gayi. Bacche bhi bahut ho gaye uske to. So miswak. Samajh mein baat aa rahi hai? Ye sab theek se batate hain hadith se.
Miswak karega pul sirat ke upar se lighting ki tarah guzar jayega. You will pass on the pul sirat, walk on the pul sirat like lightning, bijli.
Kabhi suna kabhi nahi suna, budde ho gaye. Samajh mein aayi baat?
And I think so, because of your barakat I opened this book. Otherwise I thought I'm going to finish the 18 para tafsir this year, this Ramzan. But as your barakat, all the so many hadiths and masail we're learning today. Because when you come here, take some takeaway. We're getting so much takeaway from the takeaway shops. From here to takeaway, something you take away from here for your life. Alhamdulillah, I've seen so many, mashallah, our youngsters doing this work. Some of them said to me, I'm doing first time in my life. I never touched the miswak. How great the sunnah of Rasulullah. We've forgotten the sunnah. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he said to Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Ilyas Sahab Bani Tabliq, he said to next Hazrat Yusuf, you want to become Kutub? You want to become Kutub? Kutub ka darja to bahut bada hai, wali se bhi. Kutub, he says, I was in still studying in madrasa. I don't know what is the meaning of Kutub. So I said, Hazrat, I was sitting with Maulana Alimiya Sahab, and Hazrat, you want to become Kutub? So I said, Hazrat Ji, what is the meaning of Kutub? He said, Kutub meaning Allah ka bahut nek banda, more than, bigger than wali. He said, yes, yes, bataiye. Farmaya, when the people are missing the sunnats, at that time you practice the sunnats, Allah will bring you the kutub. Jab log kisi sunnat par amal na karte ho, us waqt tum us par amal karo, to Allah tumhe waqt ka kutub banayega. It's the biggest sunnat, the miswak of Rasulullah. Pul sirat par se guzar jayega. Tezi ke saath. With each and every person have to pass. Pul sirat, even Nabi also, Anbiya also, Sahaba also have to pass. Because this is a bridge and the Jahannam there. And the Jannat is further. You have to cross to go Jannat. You have to cross the bridge to go Jannat. Because the Jahannam is there. And that those who does not practice the Islam, the Jahannam will pull them inside like this. When you walk, Some people are running like a lightning. Some are running like a horses. Some are running like a running, walking fast. Some are will crawl and pass to the bridge. Crawl and pass to the bridge. Some of them will fall in Jahannam. So on that time, if you keep on doing miswak for whole life, inshallah, you will cross the bridge like lightning. So in what are you? Burapa der se aata hai, as I told you. Oh, mashallah. Naam-e amal dane haath mein milega. Naam-e amal, Allah will grant you. How mukro kitabi? How? Mere naam-e amal parna pass ho gaya bhai. Pass ho gaya. You have seen the youngsters when they pass outside of the college. They get so happy. Come and pass. Oh, mashallah. A and B. Hi. On the day of God, people are going to be worried about them. Naam-e amal. Some of them will get on the right hand. Some of them will get on the left hand. And some of them will get at the back. Angel will make a hole from here and push the left hand from inside here. Will take it out this side and they will get the Naam-e amal at the back. How mukro kitabi? Inni zalantu anni mulaq. Angel will announce on the day of Qiyamah, Iqbal bhai pass ho gaya. Everybody will listen the whole on the day of resurrection when the angel announce. Qasim pass ho gaya, Ibrahim pass ho gaya, Fula pass ho. Angel will announce when you get the right hand, the Naam-e Amal is the biggest achievement that you got the right Naam-e Amal in your right hand, going general straight. You pass your degree, you will get a better job now. Dunya mein kitni khushi hai to qiyamah mein to kitni khushi hogi. Allah mentioned, Allah hum sab ko naam-e amal dane haath mein de, sab ko ameen. Dua ka time hai, Allah dua kabul kare. Miswak body ko ibadat karne ke liye encourage karta hai. Badan ko bharta hai. The miswak, do miswak, will encourage the person to do ibadat. Ibadat ki taraf lata hai. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And remove the body pain. Badan ke dard ko bhi dur karta hai. Oh Baba ji, listening all of you. Badan ke dard ko dur karta hai. Aur back ko strong karta hai. Kalma shahadat three time marte waqt yaad dilata hai Allah ta'ala. Ye miswak ki barkat hai. You will remember kalma shahadat at the time of your death. And ruh will come out easily. The extra here, make your memory strong, especially our youngsters. They study in a school of madrasa. They must do miswak five times a day. Memory will become strong. Kabar badi ho jati hai. Kabar dafan hone ke baad badi ho jati hai. Aur ye miswak ka amal will come in the beautiful form with you in your kabar and stay with you. And Allah, when you do miswak and make wuzu, Allah open the 8 doors of Jannah. 8 doors of Jannah. And the angel prays for him. I look at the servant of Allah. He does miswak. Ye log anbiya alayhi salam aur nek logo ke nakshe kadam par chalenge. They'll walk on the footsteps of Anbiya alayhi salam and pious people. If you do miswak, the amal of miswak will stop you to enter in Jahannam. Allah, Jahannam ke darwaze band karwa. And he will go from this dunya with a clean heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. مسواک کرتے رہو، موت کے وقت فرشتے تمہاری چاروں طرف بیٹھ جاتے ہیں۔ جس طرح کوئی نیک بہت بڑا اللہ کا ولی آوے نا تو کتنے لوگ ملنے کے لیے آ جاتے ہیں۔ سملرلی وین دی پائس پرسن کم، ہاؤ مینی پیپل کم ٹو وزٹ ہیم۔ سملرلی وین دی پرسن ہو ڈز مسواک ایوری ڈے، اے ٹائم آف ڈیتھ کمز، دی اینجل سٹس سراؤنڈ آف ہیم، سراؤنڈ آف ہیم۔ اور نہیں سمجھتے اوکے، اس وقت تک دنیا سے اس کی روح نہیں نکلتی جب تک وہ حوض مبارک سے گھوٹ پانی نہ پی لے۔ ایٹ دا فائنل ٹائم دوز ڈو مسواک، اللہ گیو ایم اے سپ آف واٹر فرام دا حوض آف حوض کوثر۔ اٹ از مینشن تحتاوی الا مراکی الفلا، یہ شرح ہے فقہ کی کتاب کی، امام تحتاوی واز اے گریٹ فقیہ، ہی مینشن ان دا پیج نمبر 38۔ علامہ شامی آلسو مینشن ان رد المختار، سیم تھنگ ہم سیم۔ علامہ شامی ابن عابدین آلسو مینشن آل دس بینیفٹ ان اس کتاب ان رد المختار۔ اینڈ دا بگیسٹ بینیفٹ بائی کلمہ اینڈ آئی ریمائنڈ یو کلمہ، اینڈ دیٹ از اور مین اچیومنٹ۔ انما الاعتبار بالخواتیم، اصل تو کیا ہے، مرتے وقت کیا مل جائے ہمیں، کلمہ مل جائے، دیٹ از اے مین اچیومنٹ، دیٹ از اے مین کنسرن، دیٹ از اے مین کنسرن۔ مرتے وقت کیا ہے ہمیں، کلمہ نصیب ہو جائے۔ عبداللہ ابن مبارک مروزی رحمت اللہ علیہ، ہی سیز آئی میڈ مائی لائف ون ایئر فور حج، ون ایئر فور دا بیٹل، اینڈ ون ایئر آئی یوز ٹو سٹ ان مدرسہ ٹو لرن نالج، ون ایئر آئی یوز ٹو گیو درس۔ سو ون ایئر فور حج، ون ایئر ان دا بیٹل، اینڈ دا تھرڈ ایئر واٹ یوز ٹو ڈو، whole year is to give dars to the people. How that, this is dars you sitting there, used to give dars. So he says, I went in one of the battle, and we all of us trying to conquer the fourth. All the enemies are hidden inside the fourth, qila ke andar chup gaye. Now I went to sleep, I was concerned how we can conquer this fort, how we can get victory, hum kaise jeet jaye. So when I just fall asleep, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me, ya Abdullah, why are you so grief, so worried, you looking so like intention, what is? He said, ya Rasulullah, we trying to win this victory, but we can't because they're hidden inside the fort. I'm worried about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wuzu miswak ke saath kar lo. Kya farmaya? Make wuzu with miswak. And then says, تم لوگوں سے یہ سنت چھٹ گئی ہے، یو آر مسنگ آؤٹ دا سنت، جس کی نحوست سے کافر تم پر غالب ہے، بیکاز آف دیٹ دا کفار ڈس بلیورس از اوور پاورنگ اپون یو، یو گن آس سو مینی ینگسٹرس دے نیور ڈیڈ دا مسواک۔ دس از سم تھنگ ٹو ریمائنڈ دم ینگسٹرس، so many you can go and ask, most you can find 99 out of 100
then they did miswak. So one of the benefit, mashallah, you're sitting in i'tikaf, you're learning so much virtues of miswak also. Greatest sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he got up from his sleep and subhanallah, he made a miswak and he made wuzu and he told all the friends, all the armies, do miswak and wuzu. Now they were watching from somewhere. What are you doing? So all of them sharpening teeth. The sharpening? Understand? So they started scared. कि ये अपने दांतों को दरख्तों की लकड़ियों से sharp कर रहे हैं. They sharpening the teeth with the string, with the stick of tree. Subhanallah. वो नीचे गए. They went inside again. Because they're watching another person. And they told the leaders inside the fort, mar gaye, kacche kha jayenge. Insan ko kya karenge log? Kacche. Ye Adam khor malum hote hain. Ye jo aaye hue hain na ladne ke liye, look like ye Adam khor hai. Ye insan ko kha jate hain. How do you know? All of them say, you know that they're sharpening their teeth. They want to eat us up. They're sharpening their दांतों को टेस्ट कर रहे हैं. वो कहते हैं जैसे बकरीद पर छुरी को टेस्ट कर रहे हैं. ये दांतों किसके लिए? बकरी के सामने, जानवर के सामने आप नाइफ को टेस्ट करते हैं ना, तो उस बकरी का खून ही ड्राई हो जाता है. आप देख लेना, जबा करना खून नहीं निकलता. एक जानवर की हालत है, तो ये इंसानों की क्या हालत हुई? उन्होंने देखा ये तो आदमखोर है, खा जाएंगे कच्चे. If they success, they all of them going to eat us up. जैसे बकरे का गोश्त खाएंगे, ऐसे खा जाएंगे. Allah put the fear of the miswak in their heart. Sunnat, miswak sunnat. Allah put the fear in their heart. They send a man, delegation. Cha-cha-cha. Talk to them. Sort it out. We want treaty. We don't want to fight. Kha jaye to kya hoga phir? So, tumko maal chahiye? Ya phir, our soul. What do you want? You want wealth? Tell us. Abdullah ibn Mubarak Marwazi, Rahmatullah Ali says, na maal chahiye, na jaan chahiye. We don't want your soul. We don't want to kill you too. And we don't want your wealth also. What do you want? We want you, all of you, accept Islam. Tum sab kya karo? Islam kabul kar lo, bas. We're not going to destroy you. We're not going to kill you. We don't want your wealth. You keep your wealth. We didn't come here for the wealth. And we didn't come to kill you. If you listen to us. Said, what do you want? Said, accept Islam. You'll be released. Nothing will happen. अल्लाहु अकबर. इस सुन्नत की बरकत से वो सारे दुश्मन मुसलमान हो गए. एक सुन्नत, एक सुन्नत. आए मुसलमानों, इस सुन्नत को आम करो, इस सुन्नत को आम करो. सही कह रहा हूं. आप अरब लोगों को देखना, वो नमाज में से पहले भी खड़े खड़े भी मिसवाक कर लेते हैं. मिसवाक, मिसवाक. योर नमाज जस्ट नाउ यू लर्नड इट बिकम फ्रॉम 90 to 440 times extra reward. Multiplied to 70. Allahu Akbar. You left your job and come in a masjid. Just 1-2 minutes job to miswak. And then make wuzu. Keep a miswak in your pocket. We don't even keep topi in our pocket. We enter the masjid without topi, read our namaz without topi. Understand? We suit and tie everything when we go to the in front of judge and a wedding. You know that. Proper, tip and top. When you come in front of Allah, no topi, and you can see bumbles on the back. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ulama say, those clothes you wear, night time will call nighty. Don't wear that and come to masjid also. Because using night time, you must wear other libas and come to the masjid. Because Allah says, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. When you come to the masjid, ab do chale chale bata deta hu, nahi to phir baat lambi ho jayegi. Miswak karne ka tarika, I explained yesterday. Miswak, top, bottom, left side top, left side, first right side top, bottom, left side, and behind the teeth also. So, whole mouth, understand. Number two, how big miswak should be? Miswak, not bigger than, what you call this?
Hand span.
Bas. Not bigger than that. He said, Varna is written in the Fiqh Kitab in Si'aya. If it's more than, then Shaitan sit there. Shaitan sit there. Miswak ki motai, how thick should be? Miswak ki motai, choti ungli. Jiski choti ungli jitni ho. Main to, main sahi buddha admi ho. Tinne. Lekin jiski motai ho. Ye baat bhi Umdatul Qari aur Binaya mein likha hai. Matlab ye hai ki miswak acha ho. The easy you can chew it. You understand? Become soft. Miswak pakarne ka tarika aage. Miswak pakarne ka sunnat tarika. Sunnat tarika. Miswak apne daane haath ki khinsar ke niche kare. Daane haath ki ye jo hai na khinsar. Binsar, Midar, Sababa, and Tam. Khinsar ke niche. Miswak, apne daane haath ki khinsar ke niche. Aur Binsar, aur Sababa, Binsar, ye. Aisa. Ye dekh rahe hai? Ye. Ye do upar honi chahiye. Ye niche, taake barabar pakde. Phir yahan se pakarna hai. Samajh mein aa rahi baat? انگوٹھا مسواک کے نیچے یہ لکھا ہے عبداللہ بن مسعود کی روایت ہے یہ ایسا دیکھا ایسا سنت طریقہ یہ ایسے پکڑنا ہے یہ طریقہ ہے جو یہاں بیان کیا حدیث میں عبداللہ بن مسعود کی روایت ہے اور مسواک always with the right hand not the left hand understand there are important مسائل I think so I explain you but Another 2 minutes I'll take. Okay? Very important. Miswak is a sunnat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized when you get up from the sleep, you must do miswak. One more. Miswak, not only the sunnat of wuzu. Whenever you feel, you can do it. Before namaz, before wuzu, when you get up from the sleep. Imam Nawawi kehte hai, give talim your children to do miswak. Give talim to do. So they also slowly, slowly start the practice the sunnah of Rasulullah from the small age. So their teeth become stronger and the memory become strong. So they can memorize properly. Miswak ko let kar na kare aise aisa nahi rakhne ka miswak karne ke baad don't keep like this imam tahawi imam tahtawi farmate hain usse tilli bhar jati hai tilli kya hai pet mein koi tilli hai khabar nahi kya tilli ko kya kehte english mein usse tilli badi ho jati hai kisi ko pata hai english mein tilli kisko kehte hain
Goldstone.
Not goldstone. Anyway, chalo. Dictionary school gaya nahi. Okay. Miswak ko mutthi se na pakde. Usse bawasir ki bimari hoti hai. Samajh mein aati hai baat. Ye baat se aaya mein likhi hai. Miswak ko choose nahi, don't suck it, varna eyesight can go away. Nabinai andapan, but look, chuste hai misla, chusna nahi. Jab andar jata hai, saliva, so it's a problem. हाँ, अगर मिसवाक नया हो तो उसको उसको क्या करे, चूसे, बिकम सॉफ्ट. ये भी सियाया में लिखा है, पहली मर्तबा इफ यू डू फर्स्ट टाइम व्हेन इज द मिसवाक एंड यू चूइंग, तो ये एक मर्तबा ओनली, रिमूव द जुजाम एंड बर्स, लेप्रेसी एंड एल्बिनो सिकनेस विल गो अवे. This is written in Shami, Allama Shami Rahmatullahi mentioned. And it is cure, one time you chew, when you get miswak, you chew and make it soften. So, remove all sickness beside death. Afterward, to suck every time, bring problems in the body. Firstly, you must put water, wash your miswak, and then start doing miswak. Okay. बस तीन मर्तबा करना मुस्ताहब है, wash second time, wash third time, not only one time, every time you have to wash the miswak and do it. समझ में बात आ रही है? मिसवाक ना हो तो उंगली करे, if you don't have miswak sometime, do it same like उंगली से मिसवाक करना also. दोनों हाथों की यानी एक हाथ की शहादत की उंगली से करें. अच्छा, बस अल्लाह तबारक व तआला में अमल की तौफीक नसीब फरमाए. दुआ कर लेते हैं, अल्लाहुम्मा सल्ली अला सय्यिदना मौलाना मुहम्मद. इंशाल्लाह कल जो है ना, वुजू को, वुजू के फजाइल क्या क्या है, आप लोग रोजाना वुजू करते हैं, यू डोंट नो द वर्चूज ऑफ वुजू, देन यू मेक वुजू सो मच देन. يا ارحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا حنان يا منان اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ارحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ارحم الراحمين هم تیرے گھر میں بیٹھے ہیں مولا تیرے گھر میں بیٹھے ہیں مولا تیرے گھر میں بیٹھے ہیں مولا اے اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما مجلس میں جہاں جہاں لوگ شریک ہیں سب کو قبول فرما ہمارے چھوٹے بڑے گناہوں کو معاف فرما چھوٹے بڑے گناہوں کو معاف فرما کھل کر چھپ کر جو بھی گناہ کیا ہو معاف کرنا ماں باپ کے ساتھ بی بی کے ساتھ بچوں کے ساتھ لوگوں کے ساتھ جہاں کہیں جو بھی گناہ کیا ہو اللہ معاف کر دے آنکھوں سے کانوں سے دماغ سے زبان سے جو جو گناہ کیا ہو پیروں سے چل کر ہاتھوں سے اللہ تو معاف کر دے اللہ تو معاف کر دے ہمارے گناہوں کو بدن سے بھلا دے کرام الکاتبین کے رجسٹر سے بھلا دے اے اللہ اس کو مٹا دے زمین سے بھی مٹا دے بدن سے بھی مٹا دے ورنہ کیا ہوگا قیامت کے دن ہمارا بدن ہمارے خلاف ہو کر گواہی دے گا اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے ہمیں لیلۃ القدر نصیب فرما 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 ہمیں محروم نہ فرما اے اللہ ہماری اس دعاؤں میں ہمارے اس درس کی برکت سے پوری امت کے حال پر رحم فرما اے اللہ اس تیرے نبی کی باتوں کی برکت سے پوری امت کے حال پر رحم فرما جس سنت کا ذکر ہوا ہے اللہ میں اس کو زندہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اور اس سنت کی برکت سے اللہ اے اللہ ہمارا رعب کافروں پر ڈال دے اللہ کافروں پر ڈال دے اللہ مسجد اقصیٰ کو کھول دے اللہ مسجد اقصیٰ کو کھول دے اللہ اللہ دشمنوں کو ختم فرما دشمنوں کو ختم فرما یا اللہ ہمیں تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ایک سنت پر عمل کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو بیمار انہیں شفا عطا فرما جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما جو مشکلوں میں پھنسے ہیں اللہ ان کی مشکلوں کو دور فرما جو مقروض ہے قرض سے سبک دوسی عطا فرما اللہ ہم سب کے دلوں کو نرم کر دے ہم سب کے دلوں کو نرم کر دے ہم سب کے دلوں کو نرم کر دے رونے والی آنکھیں نصیب فرما اے اللہ شکر کرنے والا دل نصیب فرما, صبر کرنے والا بدن نصیب فرما, ذکر کرنے والی زبان نصیب فرما, قرآن دیکھنے والی آنکھیں نصیب فرما, قرآن سننے والے کان نصیب فرما. یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا ارحم الراحمین, تیرے گھر میں 24 گھنٹے بیٹھ چکے ہیں, گناہوں سے بچے ہیں, اللہ تمہیں معاف کر دے, اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے, اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے, ہمیں محروم نہ کرنا, ہمیں محروم نہ کرنا. لوگ تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اس اعتکاف میں بیٹھنے کی سنت کو بھول گئے ہیں. اللہ لوگوں کو توفیق نصیب فرما کہ سال میں 10 دن اپنی چھٹکارے کے لیے جہنم سے اللہ تیرے گھر میں بیٹھ جائیں, ایسی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو عورتیں گھروں میں بیٹھی ہو, اللہ ان کا بیٹھنا قبول فرما, ہماری روزی میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, ہم سب کی اولادوں کو علماء ربانیین میں سے بنا, اولیاء کاملین میں سے بنا, مومنین مومنات میں سے بنا, صالحین صالحات میں سے بنا. اللہ علماء صلحاء مکاتب مساجد خانقاہوں کی مرکزوں کی حفاظت فرما, دین کے کام کرنے والوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے, اپنے رحم و کرم سے, اپنے نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے, الہ العالمین اور مخلصین کی آمین کے ساتھ ہماری دعا اور توبہ قبول فرما. یا اللہ تجھ سے ایک التجا ہے, ایک ریکویسٹ ہے اے اللہ اس مجمع پر, اے اللہ تو محبت کی نگاہ ڈال دے, ایک محبت کی نگاہ ڈال دے, ایک محبت کی نگاہ کا سوال ہے اللہ اس مجمع پر ڈال دے اے اللہ, اور ہماری مغفرت کر دے اے اللہ. مرنے سے پہلے ہم سب کو اپنے اپنے وقت پر خاتمہ بالخیر نصیب فرما, جو جتنے زور سے کلمہ پڑھ لے اتنے زور سے مرتے وقت اس کو کلمہ نصیب فرما. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اور زور سے لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. 100 سال کا کافر ایک بار کلمہ پڑھے زندگی کے سارے گناہ معاف ہو جاتے ہیں. 70-100 لڑکیوں کو زندہ دفن کرنے والوں کے گناہ بھی معاف ہو گئے. اللہ ہم تو روزے کے ساتھ تیرے گھر میں اعتکاف میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, اس کلمے کی برکت سے ہماری زندگی کے گناہوں کو معاف کر دے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی سیدنا محمد وعلیہ وسلم.